Hey everyone, my name is Nate Stickney. I'm a consultant at Adaptivate in our Singapore office. I'd just like to welcome everyone to The Backlog, our podcast on all things Adaptivate. We talk agile, but we also really focus a lot on our people and our clients and learning from them and seeing what there is in the world to learn. If you're not familiar with Adaptivate, we partner with clients to embed new ways of working supported by cultural change to deliver sustained success. We've delivered agile at scale transformations in large organizations and individual business units and with startups. We have a proven track record across multiple industries. We're ready to support you on your journey towards greater agility. We measure our success against your success. Today, I'm here with our principal in the Singapore office, Brigitte, or as we lovingly call her, B. B has been at Adaptivate, I believe, for just over a year. And we've known each other for 4 months now. I interviewed with Bea when I joined, and so it's great to catch up with her and have this conversation. So we'll be talking to her about her background, as well as certainly the giant elephant in the room, coronavirus, and what it's meant in the Singapore office, and then looking to the future, where we go from here. So Bea, thanks for joining me today.
Hi, Nate. Thank you. Thanks for the introduction.
Yeah, my pleasure. How long have you been with Adaptivate? I should probably know that.
I've been with Adaptivate for about 10 or 11 months. So awesome. Not quite a year, nearly.
Awesome. We'll celebrate soon, I'm sure. I look forward to it. You have a really varied background. I kind of picked this up when we chatted when I was interviewing a little bit and kind of was looking through your LinkedIn in preparation. You've worked as a scuba instructor. You've worked as a photographer on cruise lines. Walk me through how you came upon Agile. How did those roles lead you to agility?
Well, it wasn't really those roles that led me to agility. Part of my journey was mostly luck. In 2004, I was working for a financial institute in Brisbane in Australia. I was a webmaster, so showing my age there with that title. We had a pretty progressive technical team, and we worked really closely with marketing to get campaigns out quickly. What we were doing is using something called a process called SID, which was done called iterative development. So we had no idea what Agile was. We were just doing something that delighted our customer and felt sensible. So then, you know, in 2007, I was in a different role. I was now project manager leading large technical projects. And we were introduced to a new CIO. His name was Jeff Smith. He came from Telstra, a large organization, lots of people, plenty of money, lots of bureaucracy. Lucky for us, he had also worked in a startup, where he worked with 40 talented people delivering really high quality outcomes to customers at pace. So when he joined us, we had acquired a large insurance company, and Jeff convinced the CEO for us to experiment with new ways of working in order to simplify the business. So it was a natural progression. I moved from being a project manager. And we weren't agile at that stage. We had long-winded, red tape, hoop-jumping processes. And he came in and he allowed us to experiment. He brought in a group of agile coaches to help us transform. And looking back now, I think we were just making it up as we went along. Agile was really, really new. But we had fun, and year after year, we delivered high-quality projects. And now it's just part of my DNA, just part of what I do, and I don't know how to do it any differently.
Yeah, I think that's something I've noticed about my experience with Agile as well, is how it becomes a part of your identity, and it kind of describes you in a person as, in a way, and you can't stop thinking about it. I've said the same thing about statistics in the past. Once you understand concepts about statistics, you see them everywhere, and it's hard not to think about it. When you were working on those first Agile teams, what was the tools that you used in Agile like, and how has it evolved that you've seen?
So way back when we first started, we weren't really using any tools. You know, we were using communication. We would have the customer sit with us, and I guess it was Excel spreadsheets and so forth. Moving into the more advanced teams, we used Jira. We were using XP in those early days, early versions of Jira, but we still had physical walls. We had all of the artifacts that teams could walk up to a wall and see exactly what was going on. Anybody could talk to what we were doing. It was really engaging, and it brought a lot of trust. Leaders could see exactly what we were doing at all times. We also we used some software back then. I think it was called Sonar. It would highlight when a build was broken, and worked with teams that literally did not go home until that build was fixed.
Oh my gosh.
The teams were so dedicated and so devoted to delivering high quality, and they were committed to it. It was a fun environment to work in.
That is a fun environment. Something that I learned as we've worked together is that you mentioned the physical walls, that you have a strong passion for visually representing information and visual communication. Where did that come out, and how do you feel that can be replicated with digital tools, or how do you bring that to how you work now?
I'm still a very tactile person. So the new digital world that we found ourselves in has been a little trying. And I think my bias for face-to-face communication and wanting to be in a room with people has limited my learning. So it's been really incredible to pick up these new tools and run with them. And just yesterday, I co-facilitated a session with a group of leaders doing a retrospective with them. They were across the whole of Southeast Asia using a new tool that I really just used for the first time yesterday. It was surprising that it worked so well, and I didn't have to be in the room, and I didn't have to see everyone face to face and look in their eyes. I could just, look at what the room was doing over a screen. So it's been quite inspiring for me to understand that we can do things, we can get the same outcome using something totally different.
I agree. My last question, just kind of on getting to know you, is I mentioned those fun roles in your past. What did you learn in those roles that have helped you as a leader now?
So I've learned that great leadership is rare. I've certainly worked for some people who have taught me what not to do as a leader. But thankfully for me, I've had the opportunity to work with some wonderful people who trusted me even when I had no idea what I was doing, totally pretending. I didn't know how to take photographs, but I cruised around the world as a photographer. Mm-hmm. I didn't know anything about hospitality, but I ran a dive resort. And pretty much every role or career choice that I put my hand up for, there's been someone who's believed in me and who's made me feel like they care about my well-being. So I think that's something that I feel really strongly about, and I hope that this comes through with my Singapore team.
Yeah, no, I will say, I think on behalf of all of us here, that it does, that we really appreciate your leadership and that you're executing on that. It kind of segues into the next part of our conversation here around COVID-19. And in the Singapore office. So I'm just curious, what's changed for you and the Singapore team in the past month?
Well, our whole world has changed. I brought in 2020 New Year with some good friends in Koh Samui, and I couldn't have dreamt in my wildest dreams that 4 months down the track I'd be confined to my home. People would have been hospitalized and families separated. But thank goodness for technology. And our Singapore team has already got it. We had a really strong foundation to start off with. We're close-knit, and we're finding ways to use technology to come together and have fun. I think I'm checking in a little bit more with individuals than I did before, making sure that mental health is being addressed and that they feel supported. And the Singapore team as a whole are still supporting a lot of clients. We're still really busy. And we haven't had a lot of time to ramp up and master all of these new tools. But the team has not missed a beat. They have adapted at light speed and really have impressed all of the leadership team.
Yeah, excellent. You mentioned kind of checking in more regularly. What other steps have you taken to maintain engagement across the team?
I guess the checking in is helping. We're having a stand up every morning. I make sure that, you know, the teams, we try not to overload the teams.
We've done a couple virtual happy hours, the other one. Yeah.
So, yes, that's right. We've moved from having happy hours in the office to now having virtual happy hours and playing games. So, yes, back to base Fridays, which we loved when, you know, in the good old days, we now have to do virtual.
Yeah. And what have you seen in terms of how clients are adapting to this current reality? How have they responded?
So I guess we've seen one or two clients who are struggling with the concept of remote working. And then there are other clients who are striving. So many IT teams have not missed a beat because they've been practicing distributed work practices for years. And some of the more traditional teams are getting up to speed, but they're embracing technology and realize if they don't adapt, they may not be relevant anymore. So again, just, you know, facilitating that session yesterday, the group of leaders would normally have come together, flown across Southeast Asia, met in a room, but they were open to change. So, you know, I'd say try and adapt to the new situation. It's going to be our new normal. And try not to miss a beat.
Yeah, you kind of segued into my next question a little bit. What guidance would you give to clients to help them navigate this?
Yeah, I'd say to clients, don't stop the momentum. Keep pushing through. There are wonderful tools and games out there that can keep teams connected. I'd also say try to plan your day as if you were leaving home. So you can get stuck in these screens. Do your exercise, call your friends, call your family, book time for yourself and your calendars. It's far too easy to just get sucked into the screens all day and not move. But yeah, keep the momentum going. There's no need to stop.
Yeah, and you know, being kind of locked in our apartments here in Singapore, what do you miss most being out and about?
Well, I am an extrovert, so I get my energy from people. Being in a big room with lots of people is where I thrive, and I'm also really tactile. So I said that earlier on. I like visual tactile type things. So I really miss the human contact.
Yeah, I think there's a reason that it's you and I who have ended up hosting or participating in Adaptivate's first podcast, as we are probably the two most extroverted in our office here. So it seems right that we would have this conversation. Looking towards the future here, what changes do you hope will stick even after COVID runs its course?
Well, I think working from home, I think being more remote, the flexibility to work anywhere. So I had a bias as an agile coach that you had to be on the ground with the team to add value. I've been proven so wrong. Our coaches have been delivering value day after day, working from their lounge rooms or working from their offices. So I think the flexibility and option to work from anywhere is something that I hope sticks. And I love travel. It's my passion. But I think looking outside and being able to see Indonesia across the ocean, the clear sky, the clean air, I think maybe a little less travel will go a long way.
Yeah, that's a good point, as we can clear the skies. That's all the questions that I have for you today. Thanks again so much for taking some time and talking with me. And we'll let you get back to engage in the Singapore office and working closely with our clients. Have a great day.
Thanks, Nate. Thanks for the chat. Loved it.
Cheers. Bye.
Bye.